Are you one of those people intrigued by others always talking about their RVs? Maybe you also asked yourself, what does RV stand for? People have a knack for abbreviating terms because it is more convenient. That is the same with an RV. Understanding the meaning of RV should help you recognize what it is for. This article describes what an RV is, the so-called RV lifestyle, the different RV types, and what this vehicle truly stands for. Let us begin. Defining an RV. Merriam-Webster gives us a straightforward definition of RV as the abbreviated form of recreational vehicle. The first letter, R, denotes recreation, which Wikipedia defines as a leisurely activity people undertake for pleasure, fun, amusement, and enjoyment. The second letter, V, refers to a vehicle we already know. Putting the two concepts together gives us an image of a vehicle where people can have fun and pleasure wherever they are. Hence, we can think of a mobile home complete with the basic amenities of a modern home. This concept is crucial to understanding the RV definition. Imagine bringing the comforts of home to anywhere you can have fun, enjoy the scenery, and experience different adventures. Many of these vehicles have TVs, refrigerators, ovens, stoves, and other appliances, living on the go more leisurely. Is the RV a 21st century creation? It might blow you away to learn that recreational vehicles have been around for more than a century. The modern RV has its origin in the mid-19th century when gypsies explored continental Europe in covered, horse-drawn wagons. People lived in places where they camped, enjoying the experiences as they went. By 1904, someone built a living space into a motor vehicle. The RV featured bunk beds for four people, a radio, an icebox, and incandescent lights. According to the Smithsonian, Roland Conklin built the very first RV. The 1915 Gypsy Van was an 8-ton, 25-foot recreational conveyance that transported the Conklin family from Huntington, New York, to San Francisco, California. The journey marked the beginning of cross-country camping and leisure trips. Of course, it was not as comfortable and convenient as the RVs we have today. However, it epitomized the pioneering spirit of 20th century Americans, blazing the trails. What is an RV lifestyle? We now know that RV stands for recreational vehicle and that it empowers people and families to enjoy life wherever they are. It fast-tracked the back-to-nature movement, allowing people to get closer to Mother Nature without leaving the comforts of home. However, the RV's history is not always rosy. The Great Depression of the 1930s transformed the leisure-going RV into a survival vehicle. Families had to give up their homes to minimize expenses while allowing them to shop for jobs from one city to the next. The RVs of the 1930s were a necessity. As families recovered and the nation prospered, people began looking at recreational vehicles as the epitome of flexibility and freedom. It is a home wherever you take it. You will never worry about paying the monthly mortgage for a house or renting an apartment. Running appliances is also not a problem because of innovative off-grid energy solutions. The modern RV lifestyle is cost-effective, simple, and minimalist. It empowers people to enjoy what Mother Nature gives without sacrificing the quality of life. RV owners and their families can explore the great outdoors without worrying about food and accommodation. A growing community of RVers also provides an excellent way to connect with similar-minded folks. Even if you have a house to go home to, having an RV still makes sense. You can go on a camping trip without setting up tents. Campground fees are also more affordable than hotels. People can fish, hunt, and enjoy other outdoor recreational activities. Freedom and flexibility are the true hallmarks of a modern-day RV lifestyle. What are the different RV types? Part of understanding the definition of